Welcome to Managing Hodgkin Lymphoma. I'm Dr. Anas Yunus. Today I would like to discuss the potential immune-related toxicities that clinicians should be mindful of when prescribing nivolumab or pembrolizumab for their patients with a relapsed and refractory classical Hodgkin lymphoma. Both nivo and pembro are among the what we call immune checkpoint inhibitors, and they have similar side effects across different disease types. So the side effects are not unique for Hodgkin lymphoma. There are class effects regardless what indication you're using them for, lung cancer, melanoma, or Hodgkin lymphoma. And most of these side effects are of grade 1 and 2, frequently do not require dose interruption or modification. You can sometimes treat with steroids and Benadryls. But when they get to grade 3 and higher, they require dose interruption, investigation to see the etiology of the side effects, wait for until the toxicity is resolved, and frequently require also steroids and tapering doses until this toxicity resolved. So you need to be aware of these side effects because most of them are manageable. Very few of them require dose interruption or stopping the treatment altogether. The most severe ones that we are mainly concerned about, what we call the itis, so hepatitis, colitis, pneumonitis, but grade 3 or higher of these itis side effects are rarely exceed 2-3%, but you need to be aware of them because if they occur, you need to stop the drug, administer steroids, and wait until the toxicity is resolved. Thank you for viewing this activity.